Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
On this show, you know it must be something with Zeke, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Zeke, that was for you.
Hey, so we all know that the biggest Jordan Poole fan on earth,
not named Poole,
is Zeke. So I started out my commentary this morning talking about, man, this was I tweeted about it, and Rams on the other side. I was like, man, I think this was, despite the shooting percentage, I think it was one of his better games. You know, I think it's a sign of progress. If this is a sign of what's to come, it's encouraging. And I said, you know, and X had a terrific game. 9 points, 9 boards, 9 assists. Also, X had a terrific game, but JP's just coming along. I said, man, what? I just gave JP a ton of credit for this game, and Zeke took offense. So you can imagine that when Ram said, I got a problem with the shot selection, you know, he needs to pass for a better shot. He shot in a tweet, said Coach Ramsey wants JP to turn out open looks to pass to who exactly? And then he gave you the Steve Harvey look. Yeah.
Zeke, get out of your feelings. Get out of your feelings. That's all I'm gonna say. And have somebody special sing me happy birthday.
We got Charles Ramsey, former Michigan basketball assistant, former Eastern Michigan head coach in studio, helping us break down the tournament action. So we're looking at the field, going over a few matchups. Before we get to the next one, let's go to the phones. And Ricky the Peach Leech is on the line. Ricky, good morning.
Good morning, Sam, and how are you?
Doing great, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful, Sam. First of all, I'd like to say happy birthday to Coach Ramsey.
Rick.
And I want to tell him how much I appreciate that somebody comes into the studio and keeps the great Sam Webb in line, Coach. I appreciate that.
Hey, Rick, you know how difficult a job that can be. You know, but he needs some time to be spanked to keep in accordance. But he's a good guy.
Well, and I appreciate that, Coach. And listening to Sam talk, I can only imagine some of your conversations with him back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, but
now, Sam. Oh, go ahead, Coach.
No, I'm done. Go ahead, Rick. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Coach, I'm so glad that you're on there, and I know that you listen back and forth, and it's great that for the third time we're going back in a row to the Sweet 16. But Sam, have you filled Coach Ramsey in why Coach Beilein is looking for our good friend Eric from South Carolina?
Oh yeah, he knows. He was here when Eric said, "Oh, I knew about Ja Morant all along."
Yeah, Eric got the gas face on that one.
Wow, you went way back with that.
Yeah, he got the gas face on that one. Hey, Rick.
But see, John Beilein, he will never call people out publicly, but privately, he is saying to hell with Eric from South Carolina. He's probably even getting more terse than that, in talking about Eric falling down on the job, not passing along word that an NBA lottery pick, he knows the guy's mom. So we need to get Eric back in the good graces of Michigan basketball. I don't know how we're going to do it, Rick, but we need to try to make it happen. So, you know, maybe you can get Eric up for a game or two, and we can try to get some reconciliation going on.
There you go, Rick. Good hearing from you. Look forward to seeing you get those golf clubs out, buddy, real soon.
All right. So, Rams, looking at some of the other matchups here, we already went over Michigan's matchup with Texas Tech.
We did Duke and Virginia Tech, an ACC matchup.
Yeah, so the Purdue-Tennessee matchup, You didn't say how you thought that was going to go.
Well, I think it's going to be absolute war. And Tennessee has grown men. They have kids that have been four-year, five-year guys, no top 100 guys, and they absolute battle. They don't want to, you know, yesterday, I don't know if you, Admiral Schofield, there's one of their star players. He told Coach Barnes not to put me back in. Keep Kyle on the floor. He's better for us right now. Who does that? Who gives it himself? I mean, here he is, their leading scorer, and he says, Coach, keep me on the bench. I'm not going to be able to defend like you need me to defend. Keep Kyle on the floor. That scares me. That's a team on a mission that has one goal. They want to win.
All right. So going down, and this is an interesting matchup, Houston and Kentucky, because P.J. Washington, I mean, first give Kentucky credit for just, you know, they
– Finding a way
without their leading scorer to get it done. But if they don't have P.J. Washington against Houston
– And you know what? I say that to say, as I look at my bracket, I had Houston winning that game anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know if Kentucky can generate enough offense without P.J. Washington. I just – You know, they've been able to just figure out a way without him. I don't know if they can do that against a good Houston team.
So what do you – tell me your thoughts on Kelvin Sampson and the job he's been able to do, kind of resurrecting his coaching career down there at Houston.
Well, if you look at Kelvin, Kelvin's never been a bad coach. Never at any point. He's been in that upper tier. When you look at his winning percentage, I mean, he's done a tremendous job. I mean, what are they, 32 wins right now as we sit today? Back-to-back conference champions.
Would have been in the Sweet 16.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for Jordan Poole.
Zeke, for your guy. Zeke, your guy beat him last year. But, no, Kelvin Sampson has done a tremendous job. His kids are going to be tough-minded. They're going to execute well. I mean, this is going to be a tough matchup.
So you, what do you think about Coach? He's a second-chance coach. I mean, he was – Had some violations.
Well, yeah,
and now
but
he's
violations, his violations were absolutely absurd when you really look at them in the telephone calls. It was a joke. And to be honest, Indiana hasn't recovered since then. Let's call it what it is. Indiana has not recovered since Kelvin Sampson. I'll go one step further. Haven't been to a Final Four since Mike Davis. So go figure.
All right, moving on. This was one I knew. The Florida State Murray State game went exactly like I thought it was going to go.
Absolutely.
Too much size, too many athletes, too much depth. That Ja Morant, I mean,
for him to face.
Right.
Yeah, it's just too much for him
to
face.
And so they blew him out. This will be an interesting game between them and Gonzaga.
Guess what? Rematch. This is a rematch of the same exact game last year.
Yeah, but Florida State won that game.
And guess what? I have Florida State winning that game again. Hey, man, Florida State is 10 deep. They're long. They're athletic. And if they start putting that ball in the hole, you really. But they're going to guard you. So, I mean, Gonzaga's going to – this is the most intriguing, probably entertaining matchup of the Sweet 16 round.
Yeah, it's when we went back to talk about the path to the – to the Final Four, the path to the Elite Eight even. You know, I just felt like comparing Michigan to Michigan State, I felt like Michigan's path was going to be tougher getting to the Elite Eight. And you know, everyone's talking about it when Michigan State has to play Duke. Michigan having to play Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, and then the winner of Florida State, Gonzaga. Come on, man. If Coach Beilein can pull this one off, whoa, that's all I can say. Because that is a task in front of you.
No doubt. What about North Carolina and Auburn?
You know what? Auburn's been intriguing. Auburn's been fun. Bruce Pearl. Now we can talk about a resurrection job right there. Bruce Pearl's a little bit different than Kelvin Sampson. Okay. Quait, let me think about
second
this.
Chance, yeah,
think about this,
chance,
though.
Coach.
Think about this, and you're not hearing it. Bruce Pearl's had to fire two assistant coaches this year. Think about that now. Chuck Person,
right,
who pleaded guilty last week to FBI charges, and then Ira Bowman, who was caught up in the pay-for-college scam,
mm-hmm,
this year. So think about that.
And this is the same guy that got fired at Tennessee
for
cheating.
Ah, so You know, but when you know when they say
that
winning,
that was my man at Ohio State, right? Wasn't that the one that he cheated with?
The kid,
with?
The little guard, yeah.
What was his name, Ira? The pesky guard that Trey hated.
Yeah.
Facing.
Aaron Kraft.
So think about that. How many times do you see during a season you lose two assistant coaches?
So a coach that was fired for cheating, hiring a couple coaches that cheated, but he had no idea, Ira.
No clue.
Bruce Pearl had no idea.
No clue.
No idea any of this is going on.
He's too busy still reading the old notes from his old show class.
Sam, I never knew where Tommy Amaka even lived at. I never went to Tommy's house in 4 or 5 years. Couldn't. Think about that.
734-9-9-8-10-50.
That's a classic right there. So I say that to say he has a bunch of under-recruited kids that, you know, they're small. But I just think, you know, Carolina's thoroughbred. They're big, they're long, they're athletic, and they've gotten better.
And they got a little bit of a scare with Iona. They got a little bit of a
wake up. But you know, it comes a point, they just, you know, they're Carolina.
Yeah, Roy Williams turned a little beet red, kind of got into his guys a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Sam, as we go to the break, I think we need to rename Auburn the University of Plausible Deniability. Think about Cam Newton, right?
They are the
University of Plausible Deniability.
Yeah, they are.
But guess what, Ira? SEC.
No doubt.
At the end of the day, SEC.
No doubt about it. As we go to break, I also want to let everybody know a reminder. Sam, Saturday, autograph opportunity for the fans. Caron Higdon and Zach Gentry will be at the Emden on campus on Saturday, this coming Saturday from noon until 2 p.m. at the Emden on campus, 303 South State Street. First 200 fans with wristbands are guaranteed an autograph. Wristbands will be available starting at 9 a.m. That's coming up this Saturday. Caron Higdon and Zach Gentry at the Emden on campus, 303 South State Street. Autograph signing is from noon until 2. First 200 fans with wristbands are guaranteed an autograph. Wristbands will be available starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday from your friends at the Emden and the Victors Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.
We got to get to a break. Back with the other side to close things out here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.